So with schools closed for the entire week in Anchorage, many families are looking for childcare so they can go back to work. Stephanie Berglund is the CEO of THRED, an organization focused on childcare and early education. THRED is working with state and municipal childcare licensing agencies to compile a list of options for families. Berglund says childcare openings in the area are always limited, but the earthquake has made the situation worse.
Some who are open may not be able to even serve their regular families because of some of their staff not being able to report to work.
You can find a list of available resources at threadalaska.org. The Anchorage Daily News has also compiled a list with options. Berglund says they will not be listing operations at unlicensed facilities. Berglund says people should talk to their employers about childcare options or alternatives to their regular schedule.
We are encouraging them to review their personnel policies for taking time off. We also are encouraging people to talk with their employers about their childcare needs. Maybe they have some flexible options from working from home or possibly bringing their children, you know, into work or flexing their time or possibly making some time up later.
She says they are also encouraging employers to be as flexible as possible during the emergency. In addition to childcare, other families are affected by the lack of access to school lunches. Children's Lunchbox will be offering food at the Parachutes Teen Center and the Boys and Girls Clubs in Mountain View and Woodland Park. The Anchorage School District has been working with the municipality to create a comprehensive list of food distribution sites. And most city services are getting back to normal in Anchorage after Friday's earthquake. Utilities like electricity, water, and trash collection are back to pre-quake status. The main impediments to normalcy at this point are problems from roads and school closures. City Manager Bill Falsey says that even though forecasted snow failed to materialize, rain and ice have made for terrible driving conditions on top of already quake-damaged streets.
We think the significant challenge is going to be mopping up some of our road work, and that seems to be on course and proceeding rapidly.
There is, however, promising news about the Glen Highway. Road crews are on track to repair damaged lanes for tomorrow morning's commute, potentially restoring the highway to two lanes in both directions. That will make a big difference for residents north of Anchorage, although some speed reductions and modified traffic flows around bridge areas will remain. While some city employees were told to stay home if they could on Monday, Falsey says the municipality is on track to be open as usual for the remainder of the week.
But we look like we're going to have a pretty normal Tuesday. We're going to put people on a regular schedule, have the municipal business back open as normal. If folks have extraordinary needs, we're going to have them take leave. We'll be granting leave liberally. But otherwise, we're asking all folks to report to work, and we'll be up and running for business.
On Tuesday night, the administration may ask the assembly to extend the mayor's declaration of a civil emergency. Falsey says at this point the move would be primarily to help expedite the procurement process as the city continues recovery efforts.